Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and today is Cyber Rodeo Day. Unfortunately, there wasn't anything really announced at Cyber Rodeo other than things that we already kind of knew, so we don't really have a lot to talk about. I waited to record this until after the presentation by Elon was over with. I just checked the my RSS feed to see if any new news came in, and none has. So we're kind of in Cyber Rodeo. Yay for everybody not getting to be there. I'm watching everybody on Twitter have a good time. But anyway, this episode of Kilowatt is brought to you by our patrons. So these folks went to patreon.com/kilowatt. They signed up. They're supporting the show, and all of the money goes directly back into the show. None of the money goes into my pocket, and they get an ad-free experience, which is a huge positive if you don't like ads. And if you do like ads, you can still support me on Patreon and just listen to the ad version. It's up to you. Anyway, let's thank our patrons, starting with Mark, Cameron, Dale, Chris, Karen, Vanilla Wafer, Rolando, Bruce, Howard, Isaiah, Neil, Jeffrey, Joseph, James, Nate, Don, Sierra, Chip, Ryan, Tommaso, Elon Muskie, Jessica Kirsch, who was briefly at the Cyber Rodeo today. You can follow all of her exciting adventures on her Twitter page, which is Jessica, twitter.com/Jessica_Kirsch. Anthony, Bruce, Steve, Jerbo, and Friendly Sleet 66. Thank you, everybody, for supporting this show. It means a lot that you support it. I appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's jump into some news. NIO is in talks with other automakers to license out their battery swap technology to other manufacturers. That was a terribly written sentence. Basically, NIO has these really cool battery swap stations, and they are going to license that to third-party auto manufacturers. That probably would have been better if I had written it that way. Anyway, this information comes to us as NIO is expanding into the European markets, and then eventually they're coming here to North America. So this is very exciting to me. Also, something that's kind of cool, and I'm not a two cell phone guy, like I'm fine with one cell phone. However, NIO is developing a new cell phone to compete with Apple and other Android, or I shouldn't say other. I don't know if they're going to use Android or not. I was just assuming Apple and Android phones. Don't get too excited, though, because they're still in the research phase and anything can happen and this project can just go away. Just like poof, just it's gone. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is investigating LG Energy Solution due to multiple battery cell fires affecting 138,000 EVs. The auto manufacturers that use these cells include Hyundai, Chrysler, GM, Mercedes-Benz, and VW. The biggest offenders in this list are likely going to be the Chevy Bolt and Hyundai Kona, and we've covered those vehicles pretty extensively on this podcast. And, you know, we're not going to cover it more. Like, I think we've got a good handle on what's going on with those vehicles. But if you will indulge my ego for just a moment, Bruce R. Cordell is an author. He writes, I've recommended his books in the past. He writes sci-fi novels or fantasy novels. He also writes, he's written a couple books for Dungeons and Dragons, like the Player's Guides. I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. Not that I don't want to. I just don't have any friends that want to play with me. But Bruce and Shauna Germain wrote a RPG called First Responders, which, you know, has a lot to do with firefighters. Anyway, Bruce wrote an electric vehicle fire scenario based off of information I talked about in this show. So thank you, Bruce. You really made my week. Honestly, you made my 2022. I said that on Twitter. But yeah, it's super cool. I'm going to put a link in the show notes to MontyCookGames.com, and I'm going to put a link. You can buy it right now. The print version is sold out. I'm going to buy one for myself in the print version, but you can still get the PDF version for $18, which I think is pretty reasonable. So you can look in the show notes if you want a link to that game. Man, I am really having a hard time talking tonight. Sorry about that. Next up, Hertz Rental Car is yet again beefing up their EV offerings. Hertz just ordered 65,000 Polestar vehicles, and they will be delivered over the next 5 years. I checked with the local Hertz at the Sky Harbor Airport, and as of, you know, this recording, there are no EVs available to rent. I just put in a random date of July 19th to July 20th, because that's not exactly a fun time to be visiting Arizona. So I put that date in because I was almost sure if there was an EV to be rented, Hertz would have it available, and it's not. Let's go ahead and jump to our Tesla news. Kite, spelt K-Y-T-E, is an on-demand rental car company. On-demand meaning they're like Hertz or Budget or Alamo, but much smaller, because Kite is only available in 14 markets, and they include San Diego, Baltimore, Portland, Denver, Jersey City, Long Beach, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Seattle, Miami, Chicago, Washington, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Boston. And Washington should be Washington, D.C. I forgot the D.C. part. Anyway, they are now offering a monthly subscription service if you'd like to drive a Model 3, but you don't actually want to buy one or lease one. So what does the subscription include? Well, it includes a Model 3 long range. You get the maintenance, the insurance, registration, and roadside assistance paid for. With your low, low subscription price of $995 a month. So, pretty beefy. That's a pretty beefy subscription. A similar service called Autonomy, they offer the same benefits, but there's a 12,000 mile limit per year. But their subscription is kind of on a sliding scale. So if you put down as a starting fee for $4,900, you can take the car for $490 a month. If you put down $2,900, it'll be $730 a month. And if you put down $1,000, you're going to pay $1,000 a month. So based on those prices, this wouldn't be the right option for me, but I'm sure there's people out there who are like, I'm going to jump on this because it makes a lot of sense to them. It doesn't make a lot of sense for me in my life to do that. Elon bought a 9% stake in Twitter, so that's pretty cool. I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think this makes him the largest individual shareholder or somewhere close for Twitter. Elon has been very critical of Twitter in the last few weeks, and he even wrote some tweets alluding that he's going to create his own social network, which would be interesting. More on that later. But Elon is now a member of Twitter's board of directors. He will serve for a 2-year term, and during that 2 years, he can't own more than 14.9% of the company, which to me sounds like, you know, Elon's got a ton of money, and Twitter was like, we don't really want a hostile takeover, so come be a part of the board. That's one scenario, right? The other scenario is that there's some talk, I don't know if it's official talk or not, of Twitter opening up their platform to allow other companies make their own version of Twitter, and then Twitter just kind of runs in the back end. So basically, it's like a white label service. And it would make some sense, since Elon and Jack seem to be friends, or at least acquaintances, Jack Dorsey, one of the founders of Twitter, it would make some sense that possibly they had a conversation and they brought Elon aboard to kind of help or advise on, you know, what that might look like. I don't know. Don't listen to me. Tonight I can barely string 3 words together without making a mistake. So, I could see where if Elon wants to create his own version of Twitter and Twitter has this service or potentially has this service that they're working on, that if Elon's a big enough customer, they might want to get his opinions as they're developing it, because he could potentially be, you know, a customer. Moving on. I'm talking way outside of my depth here. Tesla is transitioning to Tesla Vision in Europe and in the Middle East. Starting this month, vehicles being built for Europe and the Middle East will no longer come with radar. So it's Tesla Vision all the way. Just like when this transition was made here in North America, a lot of the autopilot features were limited, such as auto steer was limited. You couldn't do more than 80 miles per hour, and there was some longer following distances. And as they progressed through the transition from radar to just Tesla Vision, just the cameras, they started adding these features back in. That's going to happen in Europe and the Middle East as well. So exciting for Europeans and people who live in the Middle East. Soon you'll get to test autopilot. Let's see here. I don't have too many more. Tesla has been testing a Lucid Air at its Fremont track, and this is not surprising at all. Back when the Model X was first released, Ford paid one of the first Model X customers something like $150,000 to buy their Model X so that Ford could tear it down and see what Tesla was up to. So I'm looking forward to seeing what, if anything, Tesla implements based on what they learned from the Lucid Air, which I think is, you know, pretty cool car. All right, let's talk about the Cyber Rodeo. Internally, right, I was like, this is probably just going to be a nothing event. Like, it's obviously something because there's 15,000 people there and there's bands and they're doing all these cool things. But in terms of news, I was like, this is either going to be absolutely nothing or we're going to be surprised. And the biggest takeaways I can give you is there's going to be a dedicated vehicle for Robotaxi, which I thought was interesting. Optimus, which is their robot, that should start production next year. So I'm going to say 2024 based on Elon's timeline. Cybertruck, Tesla Semi, and the Tesla Roadster should start production in 2023. Tesla had a Model Y on display for people to just kind of crawl around in. Tesla Raj on Twitter, if you don't follow him, you should. He's pretty good. He thinks the vehicle that he was crawling around in may be that standard range Model Y that we were talking about a few weeks ago, or maybe it was last week. I can't quite remember. But Tesla still has made no official announcement, but he was going through the screens and he was like, I think this might be the Tesla Model Y standard range. Again, no official announcement from Tesla. And I would have expected that if they were going to announce anything, that would be it. But in the end, there were no real announcements. They did have some really cool, like just kind of, they had this really cool pyrotechnic fireworks show afterwards set to classical music. That was pretty neat. They brought Franz brought the Cybertruck on stage, and Elon asked if he wanted to smash the windows. They didn't do that, but it would have been funny if they did. And they had a really cool drone display where it showed the outline, a bunch of drones that were lit up in the dark, showed the Model Y, so showed the Cybertruck, I believe showed the Roadster, the Dogecoin dog. It was pretty cool. And I think the company that's behind these drones is Intel, because Intel did something very similar at a Super Bowl. I can't remember which one it was, but it wasn't too long ago. But anyway, that's pretty much it for the Cyber Rodeo. It wasn't boring by any stretch of the imagination, but it didn't have a whole lot of information that you don't already know if you've listened to this show for any length of time. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it here. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and putting up with my gibberish. As somebody who's done this podcast for 6 years almost, you'd think I would be better at it, but clearly I'm not. So if you want to email me and tell me what you think of the show, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com. You can also find me on Twitter. And of course, you can support the show at patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. I hope you all have a wonderful week. I'm actually getting this thing out on time this week, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah. I will talk to you next week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.